Hey guys, breaking news today. Apple announces new iPad Air and iPad Mini. From early this morning on Twitter, people were buzzing about how the online Apple store was down. And there was rumors, you know, for a month or two that there'll be new iPads. And that was the case. Apple just announced a new iPad and iPad Mini. Even Tim Cook actually had a tweet about the new iPad Mini. The new iPad Air is a ultra-thin 10.5-inch design. It offers the latest innovations, including Apple Pencil One support and high-end performance at a breakthrough price. With the A12 Bionic chip with Apple's Neural Engine, the new iPad Air delivers a 70% boost in performance and twice the graphics capability and the advanced Retina with the True Tone technology. It's nearly 20% larger than over 500,000 more pixels. The iPad Mini, which a lot of people like, has a A12 Bionic chip delivering 3 times the performance and 9 times faster graphics 3. The advanced Retina display with True Tone technology and white color support is a 25% brighter and has the highest pixel density of any iPad, delivering on an immersive visual experience in any setting. You can watch a basketball game or play a basketball game, actually, on EA NBA 2K, I guess. And has the highest pixel density of any iPad, delivering an immersive visual experience in any setting. And Apple One support, Apple Pencil One support. That's right. Apple Pencil is definitely going to make is making a spillover to these lower-end iPads. The new iPad Mini is the perfect take-anywhere notepad for sketching and jotting down thoughts on the go, which I actually thought about, you know, like, you know, jotting down, you know, some thoughts and things like that, making like a note or something. I have the original, I have like the iPad, like a third or fourth generation, but it's quite a great experience. But yeah, this is, to be honest, is, it's quite interesting. They kind of announced it before their March 25th event, which is happening next week. And the March 25th event is more about the services, TV, streaming, and magazine. And newspaper subscription, I think it's $10 a month, that's the rumor. But I don't know. One of the biggest questions I have is that if they have USB-C. I will get back to you on that. The new iPads are available to order starting today, and they're in stores next week. But who goes to stores? Well, if you're a big iPad Apple Store fan, I guess you probably go to the Apple Store and almost, which I went to one last week, and it was really gorgeous. So definitely interesting how Angela's leaving, but you know, she left the Apple Store in a good and very good condition. But let me double check on the iPads. I'm gonna go to the Apple Store right now. I'm gonna go say let's go to the iPad Mini. It's new. And let's go tech specs. I'm really curious if they have a USB-C. I doubt it. I think they're going to keep it with, no, they don't. I don't think so. That right there looks like a power lightning. I think the USB-C, they're going to keep it with the iPad Pro, which I think the iPad Pro is more worth it. If I had to spend on an iPad today, it would be an iPad Pro. You could do a lot with it. And yeah, it's a little bit bigger, but I think it's just all there. It's the whole spread. You know, these iPad minis are pretty much like iPhone X Plus. Let's see the ports here. I'll try here the port supports pencil. Okay. Quick type. Okay, everyone has that. Audio playback, TV video. Support for pencil. Let's see the lightning. Lightning connector right here. So it has the Lightning connector, no USB-C. They're going to keep it with the iPad Pro. We'll see how long this will last. We'll see. Knowing Apple, they might shift towards USB-C, but give it a year or two. They got the Nano SIM tray, a seller, which people spend $10 extra for that. I don't know who would do that. I just go, I don't read iPads on the go. Stereo, of course, on and off, which my iPad does not have it. This, and these guys do. The headphone jack is still around. Wow. They're not letting go of the headphone jack and the iPads. I wonder why. Anyways, so the iPad Mini and iPad Air is available for sale on the Apple Store right now. Online Apple Store. You can't do it. You cannot do it while you can't go to an Apple Store today and get it. No, you gotta wait till you gotta do it online. Well, shipment is probably, you know, 2 days, I think. But yes, go to the apple.com to get the new iPad Mini, iPad Air. If you guys are fans, if you guys don't want to spend the price points, let me tell you the price points. Actually, I think the cheapest one for an iPad Mini is around $300, around there. Let me give you the price. I saw the prices, and I think the iPad Air goes from $500. So that's something right here. iPad Mini. The iPad Mini starts at $399. The cellular for the Wi-Fi and the cellular plus Wi-Fi is $529. iPad Air starts at $499 for the Wi-Fi model and $629 for the Wi-Fi and cellular. So it's decent prices compared to the iPad Pro. I think it goes from $700 to $800. So, you know, these prices are pretty much almost the same as an Apple Watch. It's quite interesting. So if you had to choose between a watch and an iPad, I don't know if it'd be a tough decision. I'll go with an iPad. I haven't used a watch in a while, so we'll you know, so definitely keep that in consideration. But if you need a watch, you know, check your steps. I understand your situation. So yeah, iPad Mini, iPad Air came out today. There's no need to announce these things on the stage. They're announced on Twitter, even on Tim Cook's Twitter. So, anyways, if you have any questions, come contact us at SleonProductions.com. You can reach me there. You can email me. You can tweet me at Sleon or Instagram me at Sleon, S-L-E-O-N, for any advice. I know you guys are not interested in iPads as much. I know my audience is more into the phones, the Samsungs, the iPhones, and that's pretty much it, Samsung or iPhone. But if you guys have any questions about iPads, I use an iPad. Not all the time. I use it like a couple times a month, to be honest. But I develop for iPad apps, and iPad has more real estate, of course. But I'm telling you, the iPad Pro, I really endorse. I really truly endorse the iPad Pro. I really think it's a good device. And is it a computer replacement? If you don't need a keyboard, if you're like on the go and don't do much typing, I do typing. I don't know about you guys, but definitely get that. And the Apple Pencil, they're really pushing for it. Steve Jobs was against any type of stylus or any type of pencil, but they're really pushing for it. But you're just going to have to get to it, because if you want to draw or sketch something out, it really works. And it connects to like the device just like AirPods, so it's pretty lenient. But anyways, this is Sleon Santiago Leon with Sleon Productions. If you need any questions about these devices, reach me at SleonProductions.com. All the news is there. Thank you guys. Have a good day. We'll see you at the March 25th event. It's going to be huge. I'm not sure if I'll be live streaming it, but I'll definitely have a recap video, and it should be pretty exciting. Apple is digging into March. So anyways, have a great day. God bless.